Hello, Freedom Fighters. Welcome to the Investing in Real Estate show. I'm Clayton Morris. This is the show where we teach you how to build passive income and achieve financial freedom so you can spend more time with your family. And the vehicle that we use to get there is buy and hold real estate. So that's what we're doing on today's show. We're going to give you some updates in the news department. And I love to really track the trends so that you don't have to, right? And that's what I do. I dig through tons of brand new news articles and data and all of those things so that you can just drive to work and I'll do the work for you. Interesting article out today, fresh off the presses today from the Wall Street Journal, and about price pressure for those high-end rental properties. And so what I love to do is read mainstream media news and then understand what that means for us as real estate investors, buy and hold real estate investors in the neighborhoods that we like to invest in, right? Our C and B class neighborhoods, but mostly C class, right? C class is the best. And you know how I feel about that. If you've watched or listened to any of the shows, go back into the archives, you know, early episodes here, right? Like we can go back into, if you go back into some of the early episodes, like for instance, episode 48, where I talk about the difference between A, B, and C neighborhoods, or even episode 51, when I talk about why C-class rental properties are my favorite. Go check those episodes out for some frame of reference. But on today's show, I want to talk about this news article about sort of higher class rents and what's kind of going on in the market. And I'll set the stage. This is written by Lauren Cusito at the Wall Street Journal. And she writes, after the housing crisis, the share of renters who spent so much on housing that they couldn't afford food, medical care, clothing, or other necessities soared to record levels. Well, now that trend is starting to reverse itself. Across the 53 largest metropolitan areas in the United States, the share of rent burden households, those that spend more than 30% of their incomes on rent, now it fell to 47.7%. That's down a little bit from 48%. So that's from New York University in this data that's just came out. That means that more than two-thirds of the metropolitan areas experienced a decline in the share of rent burden households in that period. So what is happening here? And what does that mean for us if we're investing in neighborhoods like our C and B neighborhoods? Well, it turns out that incomes, which fell in terms during the early years of the recovery, have finally started to catch up, right? So incomes are going up, which is good. And real median incomes in major metropolitan areas has increased also at about 1%. So those things are going up. Now, what's interesting is, so the improvement in the renters' wallets, so to speak, is a reflection of the fact that more wealthy people are renting. So this story specifically is talking about A-class expensive apartment complexes that are experiencing now a rent correction. Now, we've saw this in New York City, Miami, San Francisco, Chicago. It's almost like highway robbery. What these, you know, really expensive upper-class apartment complexes are able to charge people. Well, guess what? Those have started to moderate a little bit because they're building a lot of them. So here's the thing in the story. This is why this was what jumped out to me. While renters' fortunes have improved slightly in the last several years, rental affordability is likely to remain a big policy challenge for people. Apartment construction is at a 30-year high, but the vast majority of that apartment construction is high-end. High-end. So we've talked about this on the show before, that if you want to pull permits and look at permit data that contractors are pulling with the city and filing with the city, almost nobody is building C-class rental properties from the ground up. They're not building C-class apartment complexes or even B-class. They're building the most expensive apartment complexes with pools and saunas and dog walking and all those types of things in Miami and New York City and frankly, in Indianapolis and places like that, even in downtown Indianapolis, really expensive condos and apartment complexes being built. And you're seeing that in San Francisco and other places, cranes all over the place. Just drive through Manhattan. I was just there last night in the middle of Manhattan and cranes up building all of these new ritzy, fancy apartment complexes. And they have big pictures down on the street level as you're walking by. They're like, coming soon. And it shows like these 28-year-olds, you know, hanging out by the pool, sipping drinks. That's the stuff that's being built. But the stuff in our C and B class neighborhoods is not being built. And guess what? That's great news for us. That's great news for us because there's still such an incredible demand for rent in those middle income to lower income areas where we like to rent. And in this article, it also pointed out that of the people that are currently renting and seeing this adjustment, they are college educated, and one of the members of the household has either a bachelor's or a master's degree. So that is not, those are not the tenants that we typically rent to, right? We end up in our neighborhoods and C and B class neighborhoods that end up renting to hardworking blue collar Americans who, you know, who work at the local hospitals, again, who work at the local factories, who work at the local schools and those types of things. Again, not in these A class neighborhoods. So there is still an incredible demand. And if you look at the permits being pulled, the data for, like I said, for construction permits being pulled, we don't see anybody building in those neighborhoods. So there's is an incredible opportunity, such an enormous demand for rent. But I'm happy about this. I think this is good news because I think people were getting price gouged. I mean, it's ridiculous. The rents that these people were charging, especially in San Francisco, if you read any of the articles about San Francisco right now, I mean, they're just getting, people are spending almost like 50% of their income on the rent to live in these particular cities. So the goal is, you know, you want it to be back down around like 30%, 30% of your income to go to rent. That's kind of always the measure. And some of these really overpriced areas, we're seeing it drop a little bit. So that's just some market news I wanted to bring you today, give you some updates, what's happening in sort of the A-class neighborhoods and what's happening with these big apartment complexes. Guess what? People are making more money. They're making better salary. And they're able to demand things of these apartment complexes saying, hey, you know what? You're gouging me. I'm going to move across town to this other apartment where they're going to give me a little bit of better price, maybe some other incentives. So that's what's happening at the high end right now. Interesting to see. We publish this show 3 times a week, everyone. And if you are ready to go out there and figure out your financial freedom number, come on over to our website. We give it away for free. You know, it's just like a 3-page download. If you haven't figured that out yet, I'm still surprised when I talk to people on the phone. Ask them, have you figured out your freedom number yet? What is the amount of passive income that you would need to be financially free so you can spend more time with your family? Come on over to our website. It's free. Just go to Morris Invest. That's my last name, Morris. MorrisInvest.com/freedom. Download it for free and go through it. It's only 3 pages. And I think it'll really help you figure out how to start creating passive income in your life. We'll be back here on Wednesday with another episode, everyone. Now go out there, take action, become a real estate investor, everyone. It's the number one way to build wealth in this country. Much love to you all.